Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
And I'm Scally.
And this is Mess Magnets. Remixed, baby. Scally, thank you so much for jumping on and subbing as Sasha is back on tour, traveling for work, and could not be with us this week. But thankfully, you are ready to step in. Just for the listeners, if you don't know Brian Scally, first of all, what are you doing with your life? But second of all, you can hear him talking about the challenge over on the Dom and Colin podcast. He and I are co-hosts for the Love Island USA wrap up, and he is the number one gaslighter in Goose Goose Duck lobbies. So welcome to the pod.
Wow, what an introduction. I mean, attracting mess. There was only so long I could stay away. So very excited to be here.
Literally, if there's gossip, DM you. And this is the next best thing.
It is my bio.
Amazing. A little bit of housekeeping to start the show. Last week, we had a great episode with Rob, and we said we can get to 300 reviews. We can do it. And we're so close. We're 299, which I actually respect because now we'll hit 300 on a week. Sasha's here, but I don't care what you have to do. Grab your grandma's phone, your partner's phone, your child's. Can kids have podcast accounts? I don't know. Someone else is a stranger on the street's phone and give Mess Magnets that 5-star review so we can hit 300. So Rob will be proud of us. Would really appreciate it.
When someone asks for your number, just subscribe to Mess Magnets and review it instead.
You're so right. Oh my God. Someone asks for your number, you take their phone and you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review for Mess Magnets. That is why you are a professor at UMass, Scally. Oh, wow. So good. And speaking of UMass, if you would like a UMass shirt, they are available at robhasawebsite.com/shop.
Ooh, they're very cute.
I still can't pick what color I want. Everyone's getting their shirts and they look so good. And I thought, oh, people will get their shirts delivered and that will help me decide what color to get. But they all look so good.
Oh, it's a tough pick. I will agree.
It's really hard, but I need to just do it. And last but certainly not least, please submit your anonymous stories to anonymous at tinyurl.com/messmagnets. We have a decent amount of stories, but we could always use more. Once again, if there's gossip, DM us through our tiny URL form.
Yeah. and me. Send it to both.
CC Brian Scally. I'll just make you a contributor on the form there, so you can just like check in from time to time.
That works out.
Scally, do you want to share like your pop culture origin story or anything like that before we get into it?
Ooh, my pop culture origin story. See, I feel like I didn't get into pop culture like quite right away. I was definitely like a reality TV person, sneaking shows that I should not be watching, but I wasn't quite as into like scripted stuff and music. And then once I did get in after a certain point, I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I dove deep. I was very big on award shows and like, you know, watching like every movie that was nominated. I've definitely slipped in the past few years with timing of everything, but I have been a pop culture nut for quite some time.
Amazing. And is there any one like celeb gossip story or celebrity or something that you would say is like a particular interest to you, or just kind of like general?
Oh, that's so hard. I feel like it's general. I don't even know. I feel like I always want to know, I don't know, what's going on and like, is One Direction going to come back? what's the dynamic of the boys? You got to know. But I feel like that's just in general. Like, I want to know the drama on movie sets, who's hooking up, like, tell me.
Very fair. Mine, once again, for everyone, is that I fully believe Taylor Swift was transported in a suitcase for a year, but it's fine.
Okay.
It's a popular theory. Like, I didn't make it up. There's a lot of evidence to back it up.
Sure, I believe you.
Oh my god. Well, speaking of award shows, you came at the perfect time, because I feel like the award show that came and went with a whimper, the Golden Globes, was last week on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, as it's one to do, Golden Globes.
I feel like, why is any award show not on a Sunday night?
It feels weird. I feel like it's indicative of the Golden Globes and kind of their treatment. I feel like usually people are talking about like, okay, so how does this make us change our projections for the Oscars? So it's definitely, you know, one of the bigger names, but I don't think it's looked at nearly as seriously.
Yeah, 100%. If it's like, even the Emmys, people care more. I feel like.
See, as a TV person, I can get behind the Golden Globes. Like, I definitely am going to probably have watched like a lot more of what's nominated here in recent years, as like movies I've fallen off a little bit more with. Mm-hmm. So I like that there's a spread. There's a little bit for everybody. But the fact that it's on a Tuesday does feel like a blindside.
I would have had no idea it was happening if Maggie Morgan hadn't been texting me her takes about, oh, frick, what's his name? I can't remember. Ooh. It doesn't matter.
Well, now I'm just mad that Maggie
he's
Morgan
like a deeply, he's like a deeply unsettling celebrity, and I am totally blanking on his name right now.
You didn't narrow it down at all.
Austin Butler. Austin Butler.
There we go. Okay. Actually, the one I had in mind.
Yeah. He's especially since like he's going to keep this Elvis voice until the award season is over. It's extremely unsettling.
Until it kills me, he will be speaking in Elvis tone. Well, so.
No, I think it'll go away. Me and Tori talked about this over on her Ready to Be Petty Patreon with our 2023 predictions, that he'll give up the accent after the Oscars. And if he doesn't, it's because he like accidentally ruined his brain and voice by doing it.
I mean, it's
for
happened
too long.
Before where people like develop the speech patterns of the people that they are playing, and it takes quite some time and or like speech therapy to get it to go away. So I would not be surprised. I don't trust a man to ever do what I
you could have just
for.
Stopped it. I don't trust a man.
So I was you know, I'm nervous. I'm definitely nervous.
Yeah, we'll see. He's someone I try to avoid, and like I even blacked out his name from my memory.
He just needs his next big role where he's speaking in a different accent, and then he can take that one on.
Yes, 100%.
Like, just be British. You'll be fine.
Oh, I hope he has, like, a really bad fake British accent.
It's what I'm rooting for.
Like, I want Austin Butler to come out and be like, "Hello, governor." And it's, like, so bad.
Just, like, some real strong Love Island accents is what I'm hoping
for. Oh, I do want that. I would love that. Did you have any particular highlights from the Golden Globes that you wanted to bring up?
I feel like everyone is talking about, and deservedly so, Jennifer Coolidge, a longtime favorite of mine. I feel like how she talks about how, like, oh, my career, like, died down and no one was talking about me. I was like, really? Because I feel like you were ever present in my life.
Jennifer, I was right here the whole time.
Like, I feel like the amount of Jennifer Coolidge content is about the same that I've been receiving throughout the years. But okay. I mean, obviously, mainstream, definitely more for one Jennifer Coolidge. But I feel like she's so effortlessly funny. And finally, people are realizing that. And so I feel like whether you want to talk about her speech or her presenting, both like absolutely killed, even her on the red carpet.
She's just so fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, White Lotus took home, obviously, Jennifer Coolidge for Best Supporting Actress. Mike White won for Best Limited Series. And I do have a question. At what point does it stop being a limited series? Like, it's just a short season.
See, okay, now, I don't think that it's earning many nominations these days, but, like, is American Horror Story still nominated in Best Limited Series because it's an anthology show where, like, each season is different and has different actors? So I think that might keep its eligibility for the...
That does make sense with the different actors. I just... My brain wasn't working. That's true. Okay, fair enough. Fine. Yeah,
I like when The Martian is winning like best comedy or musical, like I kind of have thrown the categories of the Golden Globes out the window.
The fact that it's comedy or musical is just so ridiculous.
Yeah, like the world's most depressing musical still goes in this category.
Literally, like, I assume Les Mis.
it's not a happy ending.
Not a happy one.
I mean, for some people, but not for all of them.
Yeah, it indeed did win Best Musical or Comedy Motion Picture in 2013.
I told you. I know some stuff.
I mean, it would be in the category, but it's not. It just doesn't would make it? Sense that they go. Well, because it's a musical.
Oh, I'm thinking The Martian.
Oh, The Martian? I don't really remember The Martian, but like, was it? I guess it probably had like jokes in it.
A joke. I enjoyed it too. Like, I'm not even trying to shade The Martian. It's just like how famously like stretched some of these categories are.
They'll stretch it to make it happen.
Like the White Lotus being in Best Limited Series is the least of my concerns.
I'm just trying to be a hater, but it's fine. Don't let me. Another show that cleaned up, Abbott Elementary, a delight of a show, covered over on Post Show Recaps by Chappelle and Gia as his co-host, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I haven't watched season two yet, so I haven't been able to listen to the pod, but I'm sure it's a delight. But yes, that was Best Comedy Series. Quinta Brunson won Best Actress. Tyler James William was Best Supporting Actor. We love to see the success.
Yeah, hot take. Everyone happy for Quinta Brunson. Like, yeah. It's, I feel like the most basic take is like, wow, like we're so proud of her. And also like, what a great series. But like, it deserves it. So like, I'm very happy with it.
It just goes to show what's possible when Modern Family's off the air.
Yeah, exactly. And Veep. like, get those two shows off and like, look at other things winning. The thing is that I think Abbott Elementary has the potential to like be that show moving forward, where I think it's like always going to get hype for as long as it's on, which like I am happy about at the moment. Check in with me in 7 years when I'm like a little tired. But for now, I'm extremely happy for them. I feel like, even more people from this series could be nominated for sure.
100%. It's such a delight. I was hoping to watch season two week to week, but I watched it with my boyfriend and he was like, we'll save it and binge it. And I was like, okay.
It's one of the shows for me. Sitcoms are like easily bingeable. They're so much better on a binge for me. But Abbott Elementary specifically, like I enjoy so much that I'm like, all right, there's four new episodes. Like I can binge that. So I save it in little like batches, at least for myself.
I see that. Yeah. I feel like an addict, but I just really want to watch it. But I'll be fine. It's okay. Another big winner, Banshees of Inisherin. I think that's right. I've not seen it, but won Best Actor for in Musical or Comedy, Best Picture, Best Screenplay. I think it's Colin Farrell, right?
I believe you. Yeah, it is Colin Farrell. I feel like I have heard of the movie, but it's not one that I heard. Yeah, I have definitely heard like good things. People should be watching. And I think that it's only been supported, obviously, by its multiple wins at the Golden Globes. Unfortunately, not one that I have jumped to. But I feel like, you know, Colin Farrell is someone who, I guess, like a Jennifer Coolidge, like went away for a little bit. And interesting to see that he's now popping back up.
I feel like I saw an article about him recently where he had like hooked up with Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay.
And she said he like reminded her of one of her ex-husbands very specifically. And I was like, oh, this is weird. And then he won the Golden Globe. And I was like, oh, that's why there's articles about him right now.
The hooking up with Elizabeth Taylor.
Why he won the Golden Globe, actually.
Yes, a pipeline. It's real.
And then obviously Everything Everywhere All at Once. What a moment.
Yeah. You know. Well deserved. I think everyone has this as like, is it going to win Best Picture? Are we going to acting awards? Like, who's going to be getting them? I feel like it's a little controversial. People have their favorites in there, but in terms of like who they want to win or expect to win. But definitely a movie that you are not surprised to see pop up at the Golden Globes, and would be a big surprise if it didn't win like a number of awards at the Oscars.
Yeah, I think it just got added to Netflix, so I should finally watch it, probably.
Ooh, there you go. In Canada, I believe it's been on Amazon Prime for a little while in the U.S., but I have to double check which streaming service that is.
Well, depending on your country, just do a quick Google search. It is on streaming now, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And now, it would not be an awards show if we did not talk about the fashion, so... I was scrolling through all the pictures today trying to pick out some best and worst. And the worst is like almost all of them.
Yeah, take your pick. Like, throw a dart. You're going to hit one.
Like, once again, I'm such a hater, but I feel like most of the men's suits just didn't really fit them.
It's tough because I think part of it can be like a taste issue of, do you like new styling of men's suits? And then there are some that just like blatantly need a little bit of tailoring. Some of them were not my favorite. Like, I really like Adam Scott, but I didn't love the suit. I'm very happy.
I saw it. Let me pull up Adam Scott.
There you go. I'm very happy that men are not just like defaulting to black suit, white shirt, black bow tie, like every single award show. But like, it's a work in progress on some.
Oh, is that a bolo tie and a waistcoat that he's
got? I believe it is. Again, I love him, but it's a work in progress. I feel like a lot of people were saving their best stuff for the Oscars.
Oh, 100%. No one is wearing their best option to the Golden Globes. That is interesting. And it does go just to like a lot of them. It just like didn't fit on their bodies right. Like Jenna Ortega, I feel like looked beautiful until you see that there's like 6 feet of gown just like at her ankles, like not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she's just too short to, I guess, be styled in that type of gown. I don't know.
It's also tough. I mean, even like the obvious like weather issues that California is having, it created problems with like people's dresses that were getting like soaked on the bottom. So not an ideal weather condition either for this carpet.
No. I didn't even think of that. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
But for my favorites, I think Michelle Williams, who was wearing Gucci and Tiffany, and then Quinta Brunson was in Christian Siriano. And I really liked both of their looks a lot.
Ooh, both solid. I feel like it's someone who we've come to expect to basically kill every carpet. But I actually had not seen until recently. I think Billy Porter, like, once again, knocks it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Porter always gonna, like, you can expect to be good, not to like focus on like, wow, men dress so well here. I think
no,
also,
it's fine. Famously, that's what you prefer to talk about at all times.
I think Tyler James Williams also looked really good. I think that Andrew Garfield looked really good. So I think that like, yes, some of these men were exploring and did not hit it, but I think that some definitely stepped their game up and did well here.
He definitely did. And I think Andrew Garfield's, I think just like the shade of the suit was just like not quite right. But other than that, it was really good and it definitely fit. Like, it was styled well and it fit. So I can't complain about that. And obviously Rihanna was there and she always kills.
But she looks so good.
She's obviously saving her best for the Oscars and the Met Gala and all of that.
Yeah, but like her like backups are still going to outshine like 90% of the people here. Still better than like
almost everyone else. My worst that I wrote down was Heidi Klum.
Oh, Heidi. I mean, might have been better off in the worm costume, to be honest.
At least that maybe she's once again making a statement about attractiveness.
I feel like the worm costume at least was a look. Whereas like, I don't know what's going on. For anyone who has not seen it, it is like a pretty small, like silver sequin dress with like purple feathers and like cutouts and
a high slit for how short it is too.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, maybe I just don't know. Maybe I'm not smart enough for that dress. I just don't understand it.
I am very open to hearing that I'm wrong on every fashion opinion, but I don't know. It didn't click for me.
Yeah, I just it felt like the past in a not like cyclical way. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Weird that none of them were wearing jeans and a mini skirt, but it's fine.
Why is Ashley Tisdale not here?
So true. Oh, man.
It's true.
And Katie Holmes. But yeah, anything else on the Golden Globes? Obviously, we just did super high level on the Globes. Like, we're a pop culture podcast, but we're not an award show podcast. So
no, not necessary.
We'll give you the headlines, but we're not going to drill in on that.
No, to stay on theme, highlighting another man. I also like Donald Glover's look, so.
Scally said, what about the men?
I mean, look, I searched, and this is what I found.
There wasn't a lot that was good, so I think it's good to highlight anything that we did like.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The next story that we are going to highlight today is Miley Cyrus's new single, which I don't know that we would always do a story on a single, but there was a lot of mess regarding her new song Flowers, which dropped on her ex-husband Liam Hemsworth's birthday.
I wonder what the significance of that one was.
Yeah, I think it's probably pretty subtle.
Feels like a coincidence.
It could be a coincidence. You're right. There's only so many days in a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the main thing that people have been talking about it is that the lyrics to the song are a play on When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars, which Liam dedicated to Miley at their wedding, ?
I feel like this is the story where I've heard the most misinformation, where I've heard that, oh, it was at their wedding. Oh, it was at their engagement. Oh, it was while they were dating. So it's like, at some point he dedicated the song to her, allegedly. And it seemed to be like a pretty important song.
Regardless, When I Was Your Man is literally all about, I should have been a better man to you, but you're with someone else now. I don't think it's a good song to dedicate to someone you're in a relationship with.
It's almost like he was foreshadowing.
Literally.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it. I just saw a video that like resurfaced today of, I don't know if they're at a Hunger Games premiere or what they are. I think it was where Miley is like sticking her tongue out and stuff. And you can see him kind of like mouth the words. It seemed like, can you just behave? And she like pushes him away. So, you know, I'm happy for Miley. I think that I don't know if we want to go over the lyrics like one by one at any point, but it definitely seems to be a very like one to one comparison.
Yes, 100%. There's, I think, the main ones, and there's been a little like graphic of the main lyrics going out like basically since the song was released. And so, you know, in When I Was Your Man, he says, I should have bought you flowers. And flowers, she says, I can buy myself flowers. He says, in When I Was Your Man and Held Your Hand, she says, I can hold my own hand. In When I Was Your Man, should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance, she says, talk to myself for hours. And in When I Was Your Man, I should take you to every party because all you wanted to do was dance. And she says, I can take myself dancing. So it's pretty direct.
Yeah, it's not like it took weeks for this to be figured out. Like, it feels like every internet detective all dropped in at the first 3 minutes the song was dropped. But I'm happy for it. I don't need subtlety in music.
No. Well, and everyone also has been so primed with Taylor Swift lately. Like, I feel like every other account on the internet is like, okay, and she said this word, which indicates this, which says midnights, which is meet me at midnight, which is Taylor Swift speaking out dropping at midnight on New Year's Eve. Like, everyone has been really putting on their detective hats, so I feel like they were especially ready to analyze something that was a little bit more obvious.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like for Miley, it's the move, because people are going to analyze it no matter what. So like, spell it out. Tell them exactly what it is, because they're going to like try to match things anyway. So at least they'll get it right this time.
She's just being Miley.
The last time she freaked out.
This other part is something that I don't know if it is corroborated or not. I have no idea. I had never heard about Liam Hemsworth cheating on Miley until this music video came out. And suddenly everyone is posting that the music video for Flowers was filmed in the house that he rented to cheat on Miley with 14 women, which seems so oddly specific.
Yeah. So what happened, the way that I discovered this was I happened to be trying to search the credibility of another tweet that I had seen making an accusation, and stumbled upon this one as well, where people were like, where did you hear this? Like, is this made up? So it was from some like pop news Twitter account that basically alleged this. And from that point, I have seen it spread a whole bunch. So I have not seen like sources, but I don't know what sources are you really going to find on this either. So might be true, might not.
Yeah, I'm just doing a quick Google search for Liam Hemsworth blind items.
Ooh. I don't know. I mean, like, it doesn't seem like, I don't know. Did you like look at Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth back in the day and be like, yeah, this makes sense?
I remember seeing a photo of them on a red carpet where she was looking at him and he was looking at the camera. And I was like, he's not in it for the right reason.
Oh, wow. You had your awakening then.
Yeah. Oh, I guess. So there are some blind items from 2013 that allege that like possibly he cheated, but it's also not on Crazy Days and Nights. It's on a live journal. So I also trust that less than I would trust general blind items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's out there, but I feel like this would waiting for the next single to confirm this one.
Yeah, I would love to hear more information. But if true, iconic. And if not true, we can just believe it anyways. It's fine. And then I saw like a article today that was just like Liam Hemsworth spotted for the first time since Flowers dropped. It's just like him at the airport. I'm like, okay, I don't like, we're not getting a soundbite. We're not seeing anything interesting. I don't really care about what he does with his life moving forward, as long as he leaves Miley alone.
Yeah. Well, so for the actual song Flowers, I like it. in general. I really like the chorus, but it mm-hmm. feels like one of those songs that is written specifically to go viral on TikTok, mm-hmm. Which almost everything is, but it doesn't feel like they're, for me, was like a ton in things outside of the chorus, which is repeated over and over. So like I enjoy it, but it's not like my top Miley song just yet. But when these things go viral on TikTok, like look at Joshua Bassett for one. Like this could be tough to go out in public for a little bit. So I would not be surprised if Liam keeps a low profile.
Well, Joshua Bassett also continues to make things more difficult for himself. Just for the record. Like, is anyone on his side? No. But yeah, I think this song is fine. I often don't love lead singles because, again, they are generated the most, I think, for going viral out of any other song on an album. But Miley's last album was a perfect album. So I'm really excited for the rest to come out.
Yeah, I'm very excited. See, where I am a sheep and usually love a first single, like give me exactly what my brain is supposed to like and I will like it. I will fall for it. So thank you. And so again, I love the chorus and I will listen to the song because it is mostly chorus. But I'm excited to hear the follow up singles as well.
100%. Something that may be more exciting for you personally is, or maybe not exciting, I think it's controversial. It was just announced that there is going to be a Zoe 101 reboot movie on Paramount Plus.
Yeah. So I feel like it may have been more exciting for people a couple months ago.
Yeah. Like,
you know, I think Zoe 101 was like a popular property for Paramount that ended very suddenly. Given the circumstances around it ending, yes, with Jamie Lynn Spears getting pregnant back in the day. So I think people had been clamoring for it to return for quite a while until all of the Britney Spears family stuff and Jamie Lynn being specifically named in that stuff, at which point I think there was already, I don't know if it was greenlit or announced, whatever the case may have been, that they were working on a sequel series for Zoe 101. And now that I think things have calmed down, they've gone back to the well in actually rebooting this, but it's a movie this time.
Yeah, I do think I like the idea of a movie better than of a show in this situation. Because it's like the original property is kids at like a middle school, high school. We don't know anything about who they are as people. I don't need to see anymore.
What do you think the plot is for the movie? Write the plot.
Oh my god, I don't even
I got it already.
Me trying to remember what actually happened on Zoe 101.
It's like their 20-year reunion for middle school. That's what it is. We're going to reunion.
Do you think they have kids that go to Pacific Coast Academy?
No. I mean, maybe, but I don't need that. Don't give me kids.
Well, yeah, but like,
if this was a sequel series, I would say they would have kids. But since it's a movie, like we've already cut a few characters who are refusing to come back, which we can talk about. But I don't think we need to fill those spots with young children.
I hope not.
Oh, I just feel like that's been a error that a lot of the like sequel series and reboots have had issues with, where it's like, oh, this show is for children. And it's like, but you're targeting the audience who is like the people that grew up with the show and they don't want to watch a children's show.
Yeah, it only really works if the people that watch the original property like have children that they want to share it with. But a lot of people, like, I feel like I'm way less people are having kids now. So that's just not the smart audience is to just target to people's nostalgia and not bank on them having kids.
Mm-hmm. Especially for a one-time movie, like just knock it out for the intended audience. And that's what you should do.
Yes. So obviously Austin Butler's not doing this.
I forgot that he was involved in season 4 of Zoe 101. But no, will not be returning for Zoe 102. Yes. Maybe it would help him with the Elvis Presley voice.
But it would make everyone else's lives miserable. And Victoria Justice also will not be on the show. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have any reason why on her.
No, I'm not super surprised, but like, I don't know. What's she doing?
She's probably holding out for a Victorious reboot, right?
Probably. I don't know that she like lived her experience with Nickelodeon. I could be making that up, so she may also.
I don't think anybody loved their experience with Nickelodeon based on the information that is available online and the alleged behavior of Dan Schneider. I don't think it was a very positive work environment. Alexa Nicholas will not be on the reboot and is very outspoken about why she will not be there. And it is because of her experience working on Nickelodeon and with Dan Schneider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nicole will be missed, but definitely understand why she's not coming back, as well as Paul Butcher, who played Dustin, Zoe's younger brother, will not be back as well. And I feel like he was one when the first like sequel series was announced. He was super vocal and excited. He's all over TikTok and was like all about it. And I think, I don't know if he said specifically, like, I will not be coming because of Jamie Lynn Spears, but he has definitely criticized her on TikTok before and made a video, like, alluding to that fact of, like, why are we making this now?
Wait, what has he said about Jamie Lynn?
He's done a lot of the Free Britney stuff and shading Jamie Lynn in this.
What's weird is that Jamie Lynn and Britney had, like, a brief moment of being, like, good, and then it seems like now that's over.
It lasted one Instagram post, so.
Which is a lot.
They're wordy. So, yes, it was definitely surprising, but I feel like we've gone back to what we expect.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, Alexa Nicholas posted, take note of people in this industry that do not advocate publicly or privately to create safer environments by even simply supporting individuals close to them that have bravely come forward. Birds of a feather flock together. She also posted, do not support a network that can't even take accountability, especially when it comes to children. That is beyond low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I actually was surprised so many of the cast members were returning. I was expecting to see like one or two other like main characters not to be coming back. Not that I thought that they were too busy necessarily in most cases.
Do we know what any of the actors are up to these days?
Not off the top of my head. No, I'm not pulling that information out of nowhere.
Oh, man. Here, let's see what Sean Flynn has been up to. Who, of course,
I would love to know.
IMDb.
Yeah, what is Chase doing these days?
He definitely had a little bit of a glow up, you know, Ooh. Called actually becoming an adult. oh, wow. Okay. After Zoe 101, not a lot. Have you heard of Hatfields and McCoys, Bad Blood?
So I have heard of Hatfields and McCoys, but I don't know if that is a spinoff series.
I think that this is like a reimagining or a sequel.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But you know, good for him.
Oh no.
Oh.
Hatfields and McCoys, Bad Blood. The description is, a Union soldier on his way home runs afoul of Jim Vance and his nephew, Ellison Hatfield, Confederate sympathizers.
All right. Yeah. I'm skipping, but...
I think we can all skip 2012's Hatfields and McCoys, Bad Blood.
It's not been on my list. He was, and I have an extensive list.
He was on Return of the Killer Shrews. I never saw the original Killer Shrews.
Me neither. I can say that confidently.
Not good.
Yeah, it seems like as I'm clicking through, most of them have had a little break in the acting career. So I'm sure they're eager to get back to it.
Yeah, and I mean, they want to get that money. Dan Schneider isn't actually involved in the reboot, which I do think I could see how that could impact some decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But I also still completely understand the feedback of like, well, it's being created by people that did not take any of that seriously. So
for sure.
Very fair. Oh man. You think it's going to be their middle school reunion?
I feel like that's the move. If I'm writing, like, look, this is not going to be, I'm not expecting it to win any Oscars or even a Golden Globe. So
it's going like, to maybe a Razzie.
Honestly, it might. I don't know if the Razzies will be aware of its existence, but if they find out.
Oh, the Razzies know.
But I don't know. I feel like just like I said, go for the original audience that you are trying to bring back in with this movie and go for what they want. Like that is an easy way to get everyone in one place all at the same time. It makes sense. Like everyone loves a reunion.
Do they?
I mean, in on TV.
I guess I'm trying to imagine what it would be like to go to a middle school reunion.
Famously, everyone loves a middle school reunion.
Like middle school is, you know, some of the best times in a person's super popular life. You know, typically.
Exactly.
Oh, man. I can't. It can't be a reunion.
I think it has to be, but no. I don't know. We'll take a bet.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Should we do some quick bites?
Ooh, I would love a quick bite.
I'm always good to have a quick bite. First and foremost, I just thought this was funny. When I saw a little news article pop up that Amy Robach was seen with her estranged husband for the first time since the Good Morning America scandal. She was handing over their shared dog because they have a custody agreement.
Okay. I think at first I was like, oh no, this is so sad that anyone has to give up their dog regardless of the circumstances. But if it's shared custody, then I'm all good for this.
Well, yeah, I mean, imagine it's not shared custody and then you just lose it forever.
Yeah, I mean, some people would say consequences of actions, but in general, I think that is cruel and unusual punishment regardless of the crime.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, they're sharing a dog still.
When you ask me my favorite pop culture stories, this might be one of my favorites in the last little while.
Good Morning America.
Yeah, I do love a good scandal.
I just can't imagine falling in love with someone while training to run a marathon. Like, never would there be less love in my heart than when I have to run.
I feel like while you're hating everything else, maybe you're super open to finding
one. Maybe.
You know? Like, let me focus on one thing that I don't absolutely hate in my environment right now.
Absolutely. Speaking of the Amy Robach, TJ Holmes, a man we were hoping not to see ever again. Chris Harrison was in Us Weekly applauding Amy Robach and TJ Holmes for hiring lawyers.
Cool.
And he offered to share his lawyer's contact if they need it.
I don't think that they want them.
I don't think they want his lawyer.
Honestly, he got like an unfortunately good payout from what I know, but doesn't have a job. So, I mean, weigh your options.
Yeah. But yeah, they still haven't been back on the show since everything happened.
Do you think they come back?
I think they should. I think it's actually like the episode of Good Morning America where they come back is going to be like the most watched episode of Good Morning America, right? Mm-hmm. And like, while it's not right to cheat on your spouse with a coworker, it's very different from other cheating scandals recently where like there's not a massive power differential between the two of them as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they could get away with them coming back even just for like a little while, a short run to get some more clout.
I mean, even like, oh, put them like, oh, they're on, you know, like a temporary, like we're bringing them back for a little bit. People will tune in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the power structures over at Good Morning America at the moment. I'm not up to date on the dynamics.
No. But
from what I understand.
I mean, from what I understand, working for ABC is also a toxic work environment.
You don't say. I mean, when you were saying like a network that doesn't support people, like, again, throw a dart.
True. Very true. Another quick bite. We finally got the sentencing on the Jen Shah case, the Real Housewife of Salt Lake City who pled guilty to wire fraud because she was doing like a lot of elder abuse, like money stuff.
Yeah, I feel like this is like, even if you're not a Housewives fan, like everyone knows about this. Everyone was waiting for the sentencing. It was one of those days on Twitter where I felt like everyone was online, whether you watched Real Housewives or not.
Yeah.
Just like everyone was talking about it and was interested to see the sentencing. So 6.5 years, I feel like, was more than some people were expecting.
Yes. And I saw some stuff online saying, oh, well, with good behavior, she'll be out in 5. I really think she will be out faster than that, TBH. But part of her 5 years of supervised release, once she does get out of jail, is that she will be required to have mental health treatment, including any prescribed medications. So that's interesting. The sentencing was so weird because I feel like she kept just talking about how, like, being from Hawaii, she really respects her elders. And then, like, the judge being like, but what you've done to elderly people is horrible. Like, what?
All right. Maybe she could use Chris Harrison's lawyers.
Yeah, I don't know that her lawyer was so good. But once again, guilty of wire fraud, because that is what famous people go to jail for. Not typically their actual crimes, but like taking money over state lines.
Yeah. How can we, you know, make this happen, but it'll go away eventually.
Yeah. So she'll be in a white collar prison.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian's oldest son lost his first tooth and he requested not to have cash, but to have Robux. So money for Roblox instead.
All right. A little gamer.
He's a gamer. and he got $2 in addition to a Robux gift card. So
Is that the going rate for teeth now?
I was gonna ask you what the going rate for teeth is, because I would have thought from the Kardashians it would be a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, as a youth, you'd think I might know, but I'm not up to date. So
I think when I was losing teeth, it was like $1 to $2 for a tooth. Maybe 5, like towards the end of losing teeth.
Yeah, I feel like that was the range that I was looking at.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised also if that was like a $200 gift card. Like, in the picture that Kim posted, you cannot see how much is on the gift card.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm assuming it's just like you get the like standard amount so that you don't go to like school and be like, I got $3,000 when I lost my tooth. And another kid's like, oh my God, the tooth fairy hates me.
You think the Kardashians care about that?
I'm not like really, but like in like an ideal scenario. And then you just like, look, they're getting whatever else they want every other day of the week anyway.
That's true. Good point.
The Tooth Fairy can, you know, be a little stingy sometimes.
I sure hope so. But yeah, I still don't know what the game Roblox is.
See, I got into Roblox Squid Game when Squid Game was big, and honestly, a great time.
Like, how does the game work?
That you literally can create anything. Like, it's a sandbox where you can create any type of game and you like create a character, and then like you can compete in games that other people build. So for example, someone built the entire Squid Game.
Okay, I've seen that
inside of it. Yeah, so I would have expected you to have at least seen that, but like they can build anything in there.
Yeah, I've seen that, the Squid Games one, but I hadn't seen anything else. It makes sense why I wouldn't really be into it. I'm tend not to like these game like creation type things. Like I feel like the anxiety of too much choice. It's what, like, I could never play Minecraft because I like got it made me anxious. Like, it didn't calm me down.
Yeah. I mean, I'll like stick to building in The Sims, and then otherwise like I'll go play in someone's lobby, but Roblox is I haven't revisited. So,
and you've seen how stressed The Sims makes me, so you should understand. It's not ideal.
No.
Okay. So we have one thing left on our schedule, And that is an anonymous. Are you ready for your first ever anonymous?
Ooh, I feel so honored. I'm so excited. I love mess.
Yes.
Even if it's anonymous.
Especially when it's anonymous.
Especially.
So thank you very much to our messenger who submitted this story. Our messenger's pronouns are she, her. And this is a story from when she was in college. So our messenger says, all through college, I worked as a server at an upscale restaurant on campus. Most of my coworkers were also college students with a few older assistant managers in their late 20s to 30s. After a very busy Saturday, the staff sat at the bar for their usual after shift drink once the customers left. And among them was an older assistant manager who we're going to call Chris, who had not worked that night, but had been in earlier for dinner with his partner.
Ooh.
So, okay. So they had a drink after work, and then our messenger had to close the restaurant because she was one of the senior servers. So she had to finalize the credit card receipts and lock everything up. People hung around for a few hours, but eventually left home, leaving her to lock up around 1 a.m. And because it had been busy, she stayed finalizing things for at least half an hour after everyone had left. When it was finally done, she locked the door and headed downstairs to get her things.
Okay.
As she is turning the corner down the stairs, she literally almost collided with the assistant manager, Chris, who was still there.
Oh.
So she was shocked to find someone else still in the restaurant, but very exhausted and admittedly kind of tipsy. So she brushed it off that their boss had made some kind of oddball request for him to get something from the office, which was not uncommon.
Okay. I'm listening. Sure.
Chris seemed
I'm a little nervous.
I know. It's okay. It's okay. We don't like sometimes we get anonymous. That's like actually just a downer. And we don't share those ones because it's sad, but we do read everyone.
I got my eye on Chris for now.
Yeah. So Chris seemed equally surprised to see her, but quickly gave an excuse for still being there and offered our messenger a ride home. She took him up on the offer. They chatted casually in the car. He dropped her off at her apartment a few minutes away. She crashed to bed, went to sleep.
All right. All good. So, no harm, no foul.
All good. No harm, no foul. The next morning, she is awakened by a call from her boss, who would normally only call if some real shit was going down. So she's very nervous when she answers the phone.
Yeah. What did Chris do?
What did Chris do? So the boss explains that the city police are on the line and she needs to recount the events of last night.
Okay.
So she's horrified. She stutters through the details of the night, including seeing Chris in the downstairs office after closing. They ask very specific questions about Chris, what time she saw him, when he had been in the restaurant earlier, which door did they walk out of, etc. The officers got what they needed. The boss hastily hung up the phone, leaving her dazed and confused.
Yeah, this would be the worst for me because, like, I don't want to be questioned and then gain no information. This is a trade. Gossip is a trade, guys.
Oh, especially with the police. Like, okay, so what's the tea?
Okay, now you tell me what you know.
Oh, my God. So it turns out that the assistant manager, Chris, and the boss were having issues for a while, and they had had an enormous fight earlier that same week.
Oh.
So that night, Chris hung around until everyone started to leave. He pretended to also leave out the back when they left, but he lingered in the kitchen until he thought everyone was gone. While our messenger was occupied with receipts up front, he used the stairwell to access the downstairs office and proceeded to steal thousands of dollars in cash from the safe.
Yikes.
He was about to slip back upstairs and out the back door when our messenger bumped up into him by the lockers. So while this man had thousands of stolen cash on him, on his person, he played it cool, gave her oblivious ass a ride home, and all of this was caught on camera, and the call with police was just to confirm that she wasn't involved.
Wow. I was going to say, glad, first of all, that there were cameras, because I was like, if she had not bumped into him, then does she get, like, questioned and blamed
here?
Yeah, right. Like, and also, like, knowing there are cameras, what did he think was going to happen? But I guess, was he? No, he drove. So I'm hoping he was not also tipsy.
He sounds in this dumb
scenario. Yeah, I'm not really trusting Chris here and his, judgment. But Wow, that is quite the story.
Yeah, so our messenger says that she never saw Chris again or found out what happened to him. It's rumored that he skipped town, but knowing her old boss, he would have hunted him to the ends of the earth. She worked at that restaurant for a few more months until graduation, and to this day is too scarred to ever set foot in there again.
Wow. Yeah, because I feel like with everything on camera, like a warrant would be out there. So I don't know how far you'd got to run.
I mean, what's the statute of limitations on stealing cash from a safe? Maybe he's just free now.
Yeah, I don't know. Where are the extradition treaties using state borders? I don't know. Chris started a new life with the few thousand dollars that he got.
Yes, a few thousand dollars is like not that much.
No. Well, Chris's judgment was not the best. So
I'm looking up statute of limitations.
Does that expire?
So that's what it means. So basically for most crimes, there's like an amount of time after the crime has passed that like you can't be charged.
No, yes. I know what it means. I just meant like I would be surprised if theft on this level does expire.
Yeah, so we don't know strictly how long ago this happened, but BayAreaAttorney.com says that federal law is that the general 5-year statute of limitations applies in every case unless there is a specific code section extending for that particular offense. And to be honest, like for theft, I don't know where the amount would be that it would be like extended. Okay. So I don't know.
So Chris just have to live off of that amount for the next couple of years and then he can come back.
Well, I mean, or he could just like use like a fake identity or something.
Yeah. You know, just live on the run.
Yeah, major fraud has conditions, but that's a minimum of $1 million.
All right. Wow. Not a good time. Was not anticipating a witness story here. Yeah. But yeah, it
was
wow.
a crime. She witnessed a crime, but she was a very good witness, remembered the details, and was able to show that she was not a criminal.
That's true.
Well, absolutely wild.
All right. Well, I'm happy for the person who submitted this that she had no involvement and yes. swiftly gave the details.
Imagine it's really Chris submitting the story.
Ooh. Well, he's still on the run.
Oh, my God. He took a new identity.
Wild. He needed everyone to know.
Well, I think that's why a lot of criminals get caught is because they want people to know how good their crime was. Although this crime doesn't seem so good.
No. Yeah, Chris, if you wrote this in, like I'm embarrassed.
The next day was instantly
gone. Yeah, interesting. I don't know. I just feel like, how far was he running in 12 hours?
I mean, yeah, and it was actually probably less than 12 hours, let's be real. Because sure, it was like 2 in the morning when they got home, probably.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Criminal mastermind.
Also might need Chris Harrison's lawyers, but might even settle for Jen Shaw's.
I don't think he can afford them. Oh my God. But thank you very much to our messenger for sharing this criminal anonymous. I love it.
Yeah, right. It's such high stakes.
Yeah. If anyone else has any crime related, not like murder or anything like dark, like we like to keep it light here, we're vibes only over on Mess Magnets, please.
Yes.
But if you have anything to share, please, I'm once again asking you to submit your anonymous, tinyurl.com/messmagnets. We will take work drama, family drama, friend drama, crime drama, any type of drama you can imagine, as long as it's not too dark.
Yes, or musical.
Yeah, we will stretch. Or comedy or musical.
Yeah, we'll stretch the parameters if you got a good one.
I would love a musical anonymous submission. Write me a song if you really care.
The Oops All Anonymous musical episode.
Oh my God, can you imagine? The internet's not ready. We would break the internet. Oh my God. Scally, thank you so much for joining me for this Mess Magnets. I know that we didn't really have a lot to get into, but the celebs were not celebbing this week, and we have no control over that.
You know what? Sometimes it happens, but no, I have been very glad to be here. It only meant that we were able to really focus on the things that we did want to talk about. So super happy to be here and get messy.
We love to get messy here. Scally, if people would like to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Ooh, anything that I am doing is over on Twitter at Brian_Scally. I'll tweet out anything I'm doing, currently talking about the Challenge 38 regularly over on the Dom and Colin Network with Matt Liguori. Also, we'll be soon to be talking about a rumored cast of All-Stars for the Challenge. So we'll go ahead and look at that. And then, like I said, anything else that I'm doing, I'll talk about on Twitter.
When does the challenge end?
Never.
Like, I feel like this season has been on for like 8 months.
You feel like.
And I don't even watch the show.
Yeah, you feel like. No, but it's been good. It's been good. And we just ended like a twist that was a little slow. So it should pick up back up even more so.
I can't believe it's not at like reunion, but that's
tell me about
that's
it.
That's fine. If people would like to hear more from me, you can follow me at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. You can follow Sasha everywhere at funsize_04. And Sasha and I are going to talk about Spare next week. We've been reading Prince Harry's memoir. I'm about 30% of the way through it, so I have a week to read the rest. Saw a headline that he apparently edited out 400 pages of dirt on his family, and yet the book is 1,000,000 pages long. So I don't know how that's possible. But we will be back to cover that. And if you would like to show your support for the show, you can leave us a 5-star rating and review. 5 stars only. We actually lose the ability to read whatever you've written if you give us less than 5 stars. So please remember that. We don't want to not be able to read it. And you can even order a UMass t-shirt at robhasawebsite.com/shop. And we'll be back next week. See you then. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.